Shalom, everybody! Today is the 17th day of Tammuz, a day which we had hoped would be a day of celebrations for the arrival of Mashiach and of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, that has not happened yet, and so we fast and we mourn. And today also marks the beginning of the 3 weeks of mourning as we march towards Tisha B'Av. And again, we hope that long before the 9th of Av, there will be many, many reasons to celebrate. But that will only happen if we do something, if we change, if we improve, if we break old habits that are bad habits spiritually, if we look at each other differently, and if we begin treating each other differently. And if we don't make that change personally and collectively, then God forbid we will mourn again and again. And God forbid, if that happens, the statement of the Gemara will apply to us. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Maseches Yoma, says, Kol dor she'eino nivne biyamav ma'alin alav ki'ilu hu achrivo. Any generation that does not build the Beis HaMikdash in its days will be considered as if that generation destroyed it. It's an incredible statement. It's an incredibly painful statement. If we don't build the Beis HaMikdash, then it's as if we destroyed it. But if we think about this Gemara, what does it mean? Are there really only two options, build or destroy? There's nothing in between? And not only that, think of all the generations that have come before us. There were so many incredible people, so many tzaddikim that have come before us. The generation of Rashi destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The generation of the Vilna Gaon destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The generation of the Chafetz Chaim destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. What does this Gemara mean? This question is asked by the Sfas Emes, Rav Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter, the Ger Rebbe who died in 1905. He asks this question in his Perush to Parshas Devarim in the year 5634, Tuf Reish Lamed Dalid, 1874, and he says the following beautiful and powerful idea. The Beis HaMikdash will not be built by any one generation. There is no single generation that is so meritorious and so worthy that they can single-handedly merit the building of the Beis HaMikdash in their day. Rather, the Beis HaMikdash will be built by the accumulation of the actions of generations over the course of the Galus. The only way the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built by one generation is by them building on the collective zechuyos of the generations before it. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built brick by brick and layer by layer by people placing their bricks on the layers that have been placed before them. They can't do it alone, but they can do it by standing on the shoulders of the people who came before them. The Beis HaMikdash will be built in one generation by connecting to previous generations and by building on the foundations that they laid down. And that is how the Sfas Emes explains the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean any generation that does not completely build the Beis HaMikdash is as if they destroyed it. Rather, the Gemara means any generation that does not contribute to the building of the Beis HaMikdash will be considered as if they destroyed it. By building on the acts and on the mitzvos and on the Torah learning and on the chesed of the generations that have come before us, we are contributing to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rashi did. That's what the Vilna Gaon did. The Chafetz Chaim did. And that's what we can do as well. And so on this fast day, we have a decision to make. We are watching some people working on the Beis HaMikdash. They are working towards reducing machlokas. And some are working towards loving other Jews. And others are working on strengthening their Torah or their mitzvos. And each one is bringing more bricks, working on the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And we look at them, and we can keep doing the same things we've been doing, just watching like spectators from the sideline. Or we can pick up a hammer and get to work. Have an easy, meaningful, and productive fast.